The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The earliest humans originated in Africa. Some migrated west, and their descendants are modern Europeans and North Americans. Some migrated east and north, and crossed a land bridge existing between Siberia and Alaska due to lower sea levels. Their descendants spread down through the Western Hemisphere and were inconveniently present when that landmass was discovered by Europeans in the 15th century. I've heard that story so many times, I've never much questioned its accuracy. But there are some scholars who say, no way. As in, no way did the original inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere trudge over here from Eurasia. Some of those scholars, like the late historian Vine Deloria, are descendants of the original inhabitants of the Western Hemisphere. Deloria wrote a critique of Eurocentric bias in mainstream anthropological and scientific thought entitled Red Earth, White Lies. In it, he says that one of the foremost arguments against the Bering land bridge migration theory is that people's own oral histories of their origin don't reflect it. That's part of his critique, that information handed down by native peoples through the generations is considered uninformed folklore and mythology, while theories invented by Westerners to connect the dots among the data they've gathered are considered knowledge. In the chapter, Low Bridge Everybody Cross, Deloria examines the anthropological, geologic, and meteorological evidence behind the land bridge hypothesis and remains utterly unconvinced that his ancestors slipped into the hemisphere from the north some 20,000 years ago. The hypothesis doesn't account for human sites in the Western Hemisphere that some scholars date to be as old as 70,000 years. The formation of a land bridge requires a drop in sea level as water is trapped in glaciers, but somehow those glaciers didn't impede the migration. Getting the two continents fully populated in time to be discovered by Europeans would have required some groups to embark on a forced march to Tierra del Fuego, says Deloria, as well as the performance of great feats of reproduction and cultural and linguistic diversification. And what, he asks, was their motivation for a difficult migration over mountain ranges and glaciers in the first place? Another part of Deloria's argument is a catalog of dismissals by the academic elite of any evidence that doesn't support the land bridge hypothesis. The hypothesis itself, he says, is an essential part of the conceptual structure that writes the history of the human race as an evolutionary line striving since the dawn of time to culminate in Western capitalism. That story puts humans in Europe for some 500,000 years, organizing themselves to be the culture destined to dominate the earth, while a mere 20,000 years ago, some undeveloped throwback folk stumbled into the empty continents and remained there, more or less as placeholders, until the Europeans, who really knew how to make the most of all that land, showed up. Deloria says we'd be better off to accept the reality that scientific evidence for any account of the origins of humans is flimsy. The gaps are enormous and can only be filled with stories. Stories of the arrival of humans from other planets. Stories of the emergence of humans from clefts in the earth. Stories of the genesis of humans in North America, followed by a migration to Europe. Stories with giants and monsters. Stories of a god that made one group of humans superior to all the others. Stories of how advantages of intellect and technology set one group up to dominate all the rest. Deloria's advice is to listen to all the stories and to keep on thinking critically, keep on searching, because there's a lot of unexplored mystery inside of what it means to be human. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.